Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where is our Football Friday gone? We're already 2 hours in. I feel like we haven't done anything yet.
Elevate. Elevate. Only obligation is to tell it straight.
Who's this?
This is Drake.
Oh, no.
A little sickly boy.
The Drake concert tonight and tomorrow has been canceled. Rescheduled for November. TMZ says technical issues are causing the postponements of Drake's concerts at the American Airlines Arena tonight and tomorrow.
You can get sick before a game and take Theraflu.
You think he's sick?
What's technical? Like, you can't buy a wire. This is Miami. You can't go get another wire.
The Wi-Fi is down.
The Wi-Fi.
I say the Wi-Fi. Man. How do you do a concert without Wi-Fi?
That'd be sick.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is joining us. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-FREE. 3733. What are you going to do now, Ira, that the Drake concert's been postponed?
Well, here's my thing. Whenever a Drake concert is canceled, don't they just have to list the reason is God's plan and just go from there?
Give him the rim shot. I tried that earlier. There was no rim shot for me. Hey-o! It's ready to go.
And now I'll go directly into corn nuts conversation and call it a day.
I thought every time a Drake concert is canceled, an angel loses its wings. Rim shot!
Oh, you can't talk bad about angels.
Ira just got that one off, though.
So there's conflicting reports as to whether the Heat could be in the Jimmy Butler sweepstakes or not. there are conflicting reports as to whether the Heat are a player in the Jimmy Butler sweepstakes. What do you know? What do we know?
Well, I don't think the reports are conflicting. I think they all sort of align in this. Whether the Heat is on Jimmy Butler's top list or not, because he wants to get another free agent, the Heat are involved because the Heat always get involved. The question becomes at what cost? Again, Jimmy Butler's a free agent after this season. He doesn't control anything now except the fact of, I might not stay with your team. But the most important factor with Jimmy Butler is he wants to play with another A-list star, which means he wants to go to a place that'll have not only room for him this season, but cap space next summer, which the Heat won't have, which is why I think this gets a little complex. But when I spoke to Shaquille O'Neal privately yesterday, he was really interesting. He basically told me, Jimmy Butler is not the be-all, end-all star. He's not a number one guy. He's not a lead-your-franchise guy, and sort of be careful what you give up. So I think if the Heat do make a play, I don't think it'll be all in. I don't think it'll just be pushing all their chips to the middle of the table. I think Pat Riley would be more prudent in this case.
And Ira, like, what would Jimmy need? Because we were talking about this yesterday. Because where does he rank? He's not a Paul George, Kawhi, right. that pre-agency, as they're calling it, when they're trying to get their money before they can get their money. Where does he rank? Give me a couple guys above and below Jimmy Butler in the NBA landscape.
No, Channing, actually, I would go with Paul George. I think that's a real good name for this reason. In Indiana, Paul George was a leading man who wasn't good enough to get his team over the hump, so he looked at Russell Westbrook and he said, okay, I'll settle in behind you. You lead, I'll support. I think that's who he is, and I think that's what he wants to be. He wants to go somewhere and play with Kyrie Irving, go somewhere and play with another A-list player. So I think that's what he is. It's just a desperation. For example, people have been mentioning Josh Richardson in a Jimmy Butler trade by the Heat. Josh Richardson's locked into a very nice contract extension, about $12 million a year or so. So again, in the player per value sort of range in a salary cap league, who's the better value? Josh Richardson at $12 million a year or Jimmy Butler at $33 million a year?
Jay Rich.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You're also looking about value pieces in a cap league. So I think a team has to be either number one, really desperate with Jimmy Butler, or just has to say to themselves that, hey, we'll create other money and he'll be our number two guy. He's sort of a Chris Bosh-esque kind of talent when it comes to big twos and big threes.
So where do you think he ends up? Is it possible that he just sticks with Minnesota for this season?
I think Minnesota's hand is going to be forced because it's going to be toxic, because you know Tom Thibodeau, and when things get uneven, it could all go south. The problem is the guys they cast as their other big three there, whether it's Wiggins or whether it's Karl-Anthony Towns, I'm not sure I have the drive to be big three, so I think he does get moved. You know what? I think this is when the Clippers have to go all in for this reason. LeBron's going to the Lakers. All those years, you remember the years of Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan? The Clippers are going to take over L.A., and they had their chance when the Kobe Bryant down years and retirement years, and they didn't seize it. I think Steve Ballmer, with all his money, has to do whatever it takes to bring him in, hope he can scrounge up enough money for Kyrie Irving next summer and go in that direction. I think the Clippers will be able to pull off a move. I think Tobias Harris is a good piece for the Timberwolves to get back, and I think they could work out some sort of deal.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. You mentioned talking with Shaq yesterday. He was some promotional appearance on Carnival Cruise Lines. What did he have to say otherwise, other than the Jimmy Butler stuff?
Well, after Shaq and I got through with the buffet, and competing with him in a cruise ship is not easy.
What were they doing? Were they launching a new ship or something?
They were launching a new ship there, and they called Shaq, their CFO, their chief fun officer, so he was playing up to anyone and everyone.
Why are you laughing at chief fun officer?
Because, man, I wish I get that job.
Yeah, I
man,
need that
this
job.
Shaq got the best rules ever.
I mean, crazy. Dude, is you're in charge of fun. Okay.
Man.
So, well, I'm sorry, what did he say?
And I'm saying, and he's just the guy's out there promoting everything. So, but we were talking about that. I think he was very candid about the Dwayne Wade retirement tour, because if you remember the end of Shaq's career, when he bounced from the Heat to Phoenix to Cleveland and then injured in Boston and couldn't play at the end, he knew the way his career ended wasn't the way he wanted to go out. So I think he feels really good for Dwayne that he's getting this chance for this final go-round. So he sort of talked about that, how he's a little forlorn that some guys get to make the choice and he doesn't make the choice. And I don't think he said this because he's collecting paychecks again for Mickey Arison, but he remains sold that when the Heat eventually get money, luring free agents won't be a problem. You know, we talked about Hayward and we talked about Durant, but when you really don't have the full money to go out there and throw the money on the table also, it changes. But he thought by 2020 that Pat Riley and the Arisons would get him back in the game. Now, of course, he's collecting paychecks for Mickey Arison, but I think he was candid with that.
And I will talk about on the court with the Heat, like the developmental part of the young players, Whiteside trying to get him to justify that $20 plus million contract. Sure. Like, is that going to get better? Is there going to be a change on the court in what we see out of this team? I know Wade's excited. We're excited to have him, but I don't think he's going to be the cog that holds this team together. Like, on the court, are we going to see any progression this year?
Oh, Channing, the entire this season and next season to me is all about justification on two levels. You're right about the developmental guys. The Heat have to find out about Josh Richardson with the new extension. Like you said, we know it's good money. Even more than that, Justice Winslow faces an October 15th extension deadline. We're only 3 weeks away from that right now. I think they're going to let him become a restricted free agent next summer. They have to find out what he is. Is he an $8 million player, a $12 million player? Is he the leading man that Boston was going to trade three or four first-round picks for? They have to find that out. They have to see if Hassan Whiteside has the motor to be a leading man, because I feel otherwise, in the end of his contract, if they have to sit him, they'll sit him. If they realize they're stuck with the money, they're not going to let that stall the situation. So the developmental end is one thing. But then there's the other part of it. They've got to justify some of the moves they've made that have left them hamstrung. Is James Johnson good enough? Is Deion Waiters good enough? Can Tyler Johnson come around? To me, you know, remember when they made those deals, everyone said the same thing. Well, if it doesn't work out with these players, if it doesn't work out with James Johnson or Deion Waiters and these contracts, they could always use them as chips. They could always put them into play for other players. These guys are untradeable. I wrote that at my Ask Ira at SunSentinel.com today. I mean, these guys, when you look at them right now, no one's taking Hassan Whiteside. No one's taking Tyler Johnson. No one certainly is taking an injured Deion Waiters or a James Johnson at 31 coming back from a sports hernia. He had to justify some of those moves, or else maybe you have to look at the front office and go, hey, you've been on the clock for 3 years. Where is the payoff?
Kind of a lesson learned on that, right? Because they probably went into it with the same thought that a lot of fans did as well, which is, well, you know, it's not the most tenable contract, but you know what? You jettison it when you can't stomach it anymore. And then you find out, wow, like they're unmovable contracts.
You know, it's like, and it's not those fine vehicles that Channing is pitching, but in other cars, how many times do you see people, well, this car is great, trade in value, don't worry about it. If you don't like it, you can get a deal for it. When we all know that the cars depreciate as soon as you drive them off the lot, unless you bought them through through Channing Crowder Care, then that's a different story.
Don't do that.
Got to cover everyone there radio-wise. But that's the thing is, you know, what we were sold, and I bought into it, and Pat Riley's always very good about using the word chips, that we're collecting chips. And the reason we believed him was this. He turned Lamar Odom and Brian Grant and Caron Butler into Shaquille O'Neal. He's been able to turn things into bigger things. But that stopped. The barter in the NBA has stopped. The trading three pieces for one really good piece, like the super prize of the carnival, has sort of stopped. So it makes you wonder, has the Heat thought, has that process maybe changed a bit, where next time, if you're going to sign a player, don't say, well, we could always deal him. Say, this is a guy we want to be married to for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Surprised that the Dolphins are 2-0, Ira?
Not when I've seen what the teams they've played have done since. I mean, last night was the Jets reality meter. And I know I heard you and Channing talking early about Darnold and how he still has a chance. I don't know if he does, because he's so reckless at times also with just flinging the ball anywhere that I wonder if maybe that first game against Detroit wasn't the best thing to happen to him. I mean, right now, if this was a World Cup seeding system and the top two teams in every division made the playoffs, I would say the Dolphins are a playoff team, because I can't see them finishing worse than second in the AFC East after seeing Buffalo and after seeing the Jets. And even Tennessee, I think that was a little sobering game when you realize with those injuries they were only so limited. I don't know if Oakland changes my thinking, but to me this is just like the UM schedule. You've got to bank your winnable games because it'll get significantly more difficult. So just like UM has to be 4-1 when they go into Florida State, which might not be much of a game either, I think that's all it's about right now. Just as we were so down a couple of years ago, what was it, 1-4 and the season was over? I think you have to temper it the other way when you go to 3-0 this Sunday.
All right, so you're not buying it yet. You're not disappointed with what you've seen, but you're not buying it yet.
It's just too early. You know, plenty of teams look good over a two-game span. The Jets looked awesome over a one-game span. I think you have to see it a little more. And look, we all played that stupid game at the start of the season. They're going to win this game. They're going to lose that game. They're going to win this game. Nothing they have done right now. Beating Tennessee at home, that's not a surprise. Beating the Jets after I've seen three samples of Jets, that should be a surprise to nobody. So I think just get your work done. Maybe you wind up a little bit north of 500, and maybe the AFC is such a jumble, maybe you could sneak into the end. I think they're better than people think, because I think the speed on the outside is something that we underrated, and I think their defensive line of what they can do was something we underrated also, and the secondary looks strong. So I think there was a little too much negativity in the summer, but I think now you have to temper the optimism just a little bit.
All right. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter as well, Ira Heat Beat. Thank you, Ira.
It's all about the corn nuts. Thank you, fellas.
I agree wholeheartedly. Jeff Schwartz is going to join us in the next segment. He's a longtime NFL offensive lineman, and he's with the Action Network now. The Action Network maybe help you become a better gambler, which we could use all the help that we can get.
On the whole staff.
You have to look at this video. Did you see the video that I just tweeted out, that I retweeted? Look at this. This is a raccoon 9 stories up in Atlantic City.
It's bizarre.
People are on the boardwalk. They're watching them. Watch. You're not going to believe this raccoon. It's 9 stories up. And there he goes. See you later.
Took off running.
Yeah, I mean, how's that possible?
His ribs are hurt.
How is that possible?
There was no limp to that, man.
He just got up and walked. Oh, that's adrenaline. He's going to cry when he gets home.
At Mark Hockman on Twitter, I could not believe that video when I saw it.
Somebody should have caught him in the net and ate him. Yeah, boy. Did you hear Devon Godchild on the day with Joe?
I saw the recap. I didn't hear it.
He said, same thing I've been telling y'all.
He said corn-fed raccoon.
Yes, if you feed, he was like, hey, Jeff, Joe asked him, he was like, you eat the raccoons that are in my garbage? He was like, man, we don't eat garbage eaters. We get the raccoons out of the woods that eat good stuff. You feed them up some corn, and the meat tastes like chicken.
So, like, you're raising a raccoon for slaughter the way you would a pig? But you've had raccoon. It doesn't taste good, you said.
No, possum's garbage. Raccoon's delicious.
Like, delicious, delicious?
Delicious, delicious.
Are you overusing
like,
delicious?
No, like rabbit. It's gamey, but it's like gamey delicious. Rabbit, deer, raccoon.
I don't like it.
I'm going to bring you some.
Nope. Jeff Schwartz is going to join us next. We'll talk a little gambling and football since he played in the league for a while with Jeff Schwartz. I get excited talking about Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. You know I absolutely love that place, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. They've got the perfect after-work happy hour, Monday through Friday, 3:45 till 7. That means it's going on right now. Cocktails are just $3, $4, and $5. During happy hour, bar bites are only $5. That includes Asian chicken wonton nachos, loaded pot stickers, guacamole and chips, Kobe meatball sliders, Bavarian pretzels, and Mexican street corn quesadillas. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood still has their late night happy hour as well. That's 10 p.m. till close, Sunday through Thursday. They have specials almost every day of the week. On Sundays, great place to watch football. They've got $3 mimosas and $3 Bloody Marys. And again, if you're looking to watch football this season, college or NFL, you really can't do any better than Dave & Buster's. The Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood, so many TVs, great sound system, the views, the food, the atmosphere. There is a reason that I'm always at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood with friends and family during football season, and it's because it's the perfect place to watch a game. And I do love their food there. The bar burgers are the best. Make Dave & Buster's in Hollywood your football watching headquarters this season. Again, Dave & Buster's, they're just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. You can see it right there from 95 in the big old Oakwood Plaza. Dave & Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. Radio.com. We do no shortage of gambling talk on this program. Probably my favorite thing to talk about.
That damn Baker Mayfield.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, don't get me started. I had almost forgotten. And then we're sitting there, and we're counting on Sam Darnold. And you know, the Sam Darnold that you saw in week one, it just didn't feel the same.
He wasn't
last night.
I was a Tyrod Taylor fan. Oh, put him back in.
God. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, put Tyrod back in. That's the only way we're going to have a chance. Jeff Schwartz is going to join us here. Jeff Schwartz, we've had him on before. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Jeff Schwartz comes to us via the Action Network. He was an eight-year NFL veteran, offensive lineman. He retired a couple years ago. He is now a broadcaster, if you will, and he joined the Action Network as an analyst this year, and he can be heard on their ESPN Plus show. He's heard daily on Sirius XM's Pac-12 Radio Network. He is a man in demand, and we've got him. And hello again, Jeff.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. We had a historic night in NFL last night.
Were you on that game? Did you have a bet on that game?
Yeah, I took the under, first half under, and the game under, so 2 for 2.
So first half under, what did it end? At 20? Was it 17-0 at half?
It closed at 20. They closed 17, but it was close. And we ended up getting an intentional ground, and then Tyrod got sacked.
Yeah.
They were
looking like they were driving down to score.
Yes, and then the incompetence of the Browns offense and Tyrod Taylor took over, and I got a cover, and then obviously for the game, it wasn't terribly close. I was not betting the Browns. I don't care what type of they could have been minus. They could have been plus 27. I would not have bet the Browns. I'm just not betting the Browns. They're the least profitable team in the last 2 years. I wasn't doing it, so I felt comfortable with the under, and I got it, and I'm glad to escape with that.
Yeah, we were on the Jets last night. We had Jets plus 3. I felt good about it. And then all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield. We're like, man, this can't keep up for the entire second half. And it kept up for the entire second half.
Hey, they'll figure them out sooner or later, but yeah. The Jets sure
did. See, here's the thing, though. I think it was still the right call to take the Jets because you're going into that game thinking Tyrod Taylor is playing, and he gets hurt, and then Baker Mayfield comes in. So that's not the wrong play. You just kind of got a bad beat because they played the quarterback that should be playing since day one.
Yeah, there's a couple takeaways from that game. First of all, I've always said to the fellas here, sometimes you can be on the right side of a wrong bet, which is probably what happened last night. But I think the other takeaway too is they decided to go with Tyrod Taylor. Reminds me of last season when Houston and Bill O'Brien decided to go with Tom Savage after whatever they'd seen during the preseason. They decided to go with Tom Savage over Deshaun Watson. And then Deshaun Watson comes in. You go, what were they thinking? And then you saw, I mean, it was such a stark difference between Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield yesterday. And you go, what was Hugh Jackson thinking that they're going with Tyrod Taylor?
Well, I think you saw right away just the excitement from the offense when Baker Mayfield came in. They were so excited for him to play. Like they were cheering. They were just like a pep in their step. And they know that Baker Mayfield was the best option. And they were obviously waiting for him to play. I mean, Tyrod Taylor was not good this season. He was just 2-40 in week one. I know he was, I mean, he completed 22-30, I think, against the Saints, but you know, 200 yards. He has not been good. And a couple of reasons why I think Baker didn't play. One is, I legitimately think that Hugh Jackson thought Tyrod Taylor would win him some games early on and keep his job. And the second reason, sort of along the same lines, is let's say they do struggle to start the season, which they did. Hugh can always say, we haven't played Baker yet. Like, basically, I get to keep my job until I play Baker. And so it was like in his back pocket that he can just play Baker anytime, and that saves him, whether that saves him the rest of the season or for next season. But Baker Mayfield could legitimately save his job. I mean, I think that Baker's going to have his struggles like any rookie quarterback at some point this year, might be this week going into Oakland, but he's going to be good enough to where people will look at Hugh Jackson differently when he wins six games this season.
And Jeff, is that an old school thought, that whole don't throw the rookie in the fire? Is that a VHS tape? Is that a pager? Like, you draft these guys high, put them in the game, man. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think I'm at that opinion now, too. I think there's very rare circumstances where it's worth sitting on a guy, and a lot of it has to do with being in the playoff run. I mean, there's notable instances when that happened. So last year, obviously, with Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes. Well, the Chiefs were in the playoff run. They were 5-0 to start the season. They won the West. There's no reason to play Pat Mahomes. If you look at even a Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers situation, or you look at Steve Young, Joe Montana, you know, these guys are allowed to wait because there's a player through them who's really good, and you're also winning a lot of football games. And I think you combine that now with a lot of these teams drafting early quarterbacks are not very good, and the quarterbacks seem to be a little bit ahead of where they used to be just because they play in these spread offenses through college and high school, and they come in the NFL just maybe being a little bit more advanced, and but the speed of the game takes a little bit of time to get used to. But guys are ready to play now. And you should play them now, especially if you're the Browns. I never understood it. I don't get protecting Tyrod Taylor's feelings or whatever that was. Your job is to win football games, and the best option to win football games has been Baker Mayfield, and it showed last night.
Jeff Schwartz is with us, longtime NFL offensive lineman. He's part of the Action Network now. The Action Network is an app that makes you a better with real-time spreads and decades of gambling-specific data and analysis and the ability to track every bet that you make. You could share your wins with your friends and stay up to speed on sports info that impacts you most. So you could download that app at actionnetwork.com/app. Dolphins are 2-0. You surprised? And do you have a feel on the Dolphins-Raiders game this Sunday?
So, before the season started, I was doing serious NFL radio with Alex Marvez. He's down in Florida, too.
Yeah,
we were talking about the Dolphins, and he said, before you talk about the Dolphins, go look at their roster and let me know what you think. Because everyone's just kind of the prevailing wisdom before the season was they're not going to be any good. They're going to win four games. All of them were draft picks. You look at their roster, and you're like, you know what? Not that bad. Maybe I should rethink the way I think about the Dolphins. And now seeing them 2-0, and you know, I think people forget because I think they're down in Florida. They're not a high-profile team. They play in the division with Tom Brady. But when Ryan Tannehill was healthy last, the Dolphins made the playoffs. They were a functioning team when he was healthy. Now he's back. They're 2-0. They beat the Titans. The Titans might be 800, be a 500 team. So they obviously beat the Jets last week. Everyone was super high, but they beat a good defense in the Jets in New York. And now you have the Raiders coming all the way across the country. You're favored by 3. This is one of my games I love. And maybe I shouldn't, but there's a lot of money coming out of the Raiders right now. But you have a Raiders team who, in the last 2 weeks, in week one, they're up. You know, they played well early on. The Rams eventually blew them out. In week two, they're up 19-7. Eventually, they lose that game. I don't see how they fly across the country. It's supposed to be, 88 degrees on Sunday kickoff. And they don't wilt, as a game goes on. They're the oldest team in the NFL by far. I think the Dolphins will just be too much for them in the third or fourth quarters.
So Dolphins are one of your favorite teams this Sunday?
Yes, which might be a doom for you guys. But, yes, they're one of my favorites for Sunday. I think if you look at do you know where they rank for defensive efficiency? You know where they rank? I do, but do you know where they're at?
I'm guessing that they rank pretty high.
They're number one.
Wow.
They're 11th in special teams and they're 18th in offense. So they're number one right now in defensive efficiency, which Football Outsiders, they're not part of Action Network, but they're fantastic. They have efficiency ratings, and I love using this stuff because efficiency to me is a better way to look at than sometimes total yards and yards per play. Because if it's 3rd and 8 and you get 7 yards in offense, that's not considered a successful play. You need 8 yards or 9 yards, and so this measures all of that, takes it into account. So they're one right now, and you have an Oakland team who offensively carded its best game and they only scored 19 points. So I just think it sets up for. I think it's a late touchdown, but I think they just grind them out in the third or fourth quarter.
Jeff Schwartz is with us. When you were playing in the NFL, were you interested in sports gambling?
No, I never looked at lines. We would do in the locker room. We might do like a college pickup where we just pick, maybe against the spread or straight up. But it wasn't serious. I mean, just you hand a sheet out on Friday, you circle a couple teams, and you throw it in the rookie's hands, and they watch it and add up for the end of the week. If people ask me all the time, do you know the lines in place? No. I mean, a coach every now and then would say, we're underdogs this week, but I'm not sure he actually knew what the line was. He just, figured if a team is, if you're 2-4 and the other team is 6-0, you're probably the underdog. So I never looked at it, didn't care about it. And then I started, retiring and like, you see Twitter, everyone's gambling. I thought I might as well get into it. And it's a little bit in my blood, though. I gambled on my career with some 1-year contracts that paid off, some did, and I just kind of always been that guy. Take a little risk. It's okay. Take a little gambling. So I really enjoy doing this.
And, Jeff, you playing ball, man, like playing so much emotion. And we talked to a bunch of gambling guys. Some of them are players. Some of them are damn near scientists, where the last time this happened was 1492, so the percentage chance. And they go into all this math. Like, did you have to find that equal balance from the playing emotion of every year we can win the Super Bowl? One of 32 have to win the Super Bowl. I went through that, too, to kind of rationalizing and taking that emotion out of the game.
I think it's hard to do for the NFL because, I try to pick games, and it's not probably the right way to do it based on what I see on film, because that's what I've always done, right? But there's kind of a method to learning how to be a sharp better. And so I think it's important to look at numbers. Actually, right now, my computer, I got a bunch of college efficiency stuff that I want to bet. I bet the over on how many points UCF will score tonight. I'm just looking at the numbers to make sure I'm right on that. I think I'm right on that, on the numbers. But I think, you need to look at – there is a purpose to looking at some of these numbers. It's not, like I said, it's not like the basic stuff you find on ESPN.com. It's finding the advanced stats, success rate on, explosive plays, stuff. All these little things that you can add up to victory are important. I think it's important to use some of that when you look at lines and at a gamble.
Jeff Schwartz is with us, the Action Network. Quickly, before we run out of time, what about FIU and Miami tomorrow? Miami Hurricanes. Hurricanes are a 26 or 27-point favorite, depending where you look.
Let me pull this up right here. Let's see here. I have not looked at this game, so I'm not going to pretend that I can give you something great. Okay, let's see here. They're favored by what?
26 or 27.
So the website I use for a lot of stuff has a projected win margin of 21. So you probably take the points with FIU. I mean, that's a game. Let me see. Miami's explosiveness. Let's see here. I don't know. I would probably take the points. It's a lot of points.
Is there a college game that you love this weekend?
Well, tonight, Washington State against USC. Take the points from Washington State. They're actually really good on defense, and not many people realize that. They've been that way for a couple years now, especially out west for the defenses that we have in that conference. Let me look at that. Other college games. I know that's the one that tonight, it's the first bet I made this week. I know it's a lot of points, but the over in Oklahoma State, Texas Tech is over 77. I feel like that's a lot, but I feel much better this week about my NFL picks than I do my college picks.
All right, but you like the Dolphins laying the points with the Raiders.
I do. And there's a lot of money coming in. It was on the Raiders early on. So I don't get the Raiders, man. It's too overvalued to me.
Jeff Schwartz from the Action Network. Again, it's an app that makes you a better, and you can download the free app at actionnetwork.com/app. Actionnetwork.com is the website. Thank you for making time for us, Jeff.
All right, take care, guys.
Hope you're right about the Dolphins. That would be good.
I love it.
That would be good. All right, let me, because we are just loaded. Joe Zagacki is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about that Hurricanes game. That's a 26-point spread.
Every time you say Action Network, I just think about something different.
It's all about action. All about that action, boss. That's what you should open up. All about that action, boss.com. Let me talk. Joe Zagacki, like I said, coming up at 5. We'll talk Hurricanes with him. I want to talk about something here that if you pay attention, this could be one of the greatest ideas you've heard in a long time. You ever go to a game and you see some of these beautiful RVs that are parked by the stadium, or you go see families on the turnpike and you can see they're going camping in an RV? Nowadays, you don't have to own one. I can tell you how you can rent an amazing RV. Change the way you go on vacation or go to see the games. It all starts with going to see my friends Sherry and Steve over at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. My wife and I, we were at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals last week. Some of those RVs that we were in are as nice as any hotel suite you've ever stayed in. In fact, if you follow me on Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman, I will post more pictures and videos of my wife there at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. Think about a family vacation over Thanksgiving or Christmas break, which is coming up sooner than you might even think. Maybe you want to plan a family trip to Fort Wilderness at Disney World. Maybe you just want to take a drive this fall with the family and show the kids the leaves changing colors. Maybe you want to plan a road trip to a Canes or a Dolphins game. You can do all this and never have to worry about a hotel room. You don't even have to worry about going to restaurants for every meal because these RVs have such beautiful kitchens in them. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals has been in business over 15 years. They're located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. You can go there. You can see exactly which one you want to rent. Call them, 954-520-0075. You can go to their website, campusarv.com. And by the way, we have a great giveaway. Listen to this. If you go to campusarv.com, you can register for your chance to win a day trip to the Miami-Detroit game October 21st. The trip includes a luxury RV, a driver for 8 hours, a parking pass, and 4 tickets to the game. The RV can fit 8 people max. The winner will provide their own food and drinks. The drawing is going to be held on Monday, October 15th. But you could see their website for all the terms and conditions. You can go there right now, campusarv.com. That website again, campusarv.com. Call them, 954-520-0075, or check out the website, campusarv.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
And in minutes, LexusofKendall.com and LexusofWestKendall.com.
There's a crash affecting our traffic in Miami Gardens on Red Road for the northbounders after Northwest 173rd Drive. Also a wreck for Miami Gardens. This time it's on the Palmetto for eastbounders before you reach Northwest 27th Avenue. There are delays at Pompano Beach on Sample Road because of a wreck on the approach to Northwest 15th Avenue. And I'm Amelia. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Join Joe Rose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Australian song.
I don't know.
is Australia's one of Australia's finest exports. Amelia's clapping.
We're just having a jam sesh, you know.
Who is knocked this? On the door. Men at Work.
They're from Australia?
Yeah.
Come on.
Nobody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
They're like the Jacksons of Australia.
Kind of, but not really.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Amelia is our traffic reporter for about 1 hour and 10 minutes more.
I know.
Amelia is leaving us. Ooh. Amelia is leaving the radio group. She's going somewhere else in Miami. You're going to have to find her on your own.
Cream rises to the top, as they say.
Cream rises to the top, and Amelia has grinded.
Aww, that's nice.
And today is her last day, and we said, you got to come in here and say goodbye to everybody. So you're not going anywhere. People will find you on the radio dial.
They will.
But
it's like a Where's Wally. You guys call it Where's Waldo, don't you?
Yeah.
So we say, Where's Wally?
Where's Wally?
It's like,
she
where's
says,
Wally?
Where's Wally in Australia?
Is it the same guy with the red and white
Yeah,
sweater?
So just picture me wearing a little red and white beanie and a red and white jumpsuit.
Well, I know everyone has enjoyed you doing traffic for, how long have you been doing traffic for the radio
like a
group
year
here?
And a bit. Yeah, I really
and you moved here from Australia to do traffic, right? You were doing.
I did.
You did television in Australia?
Yeah, and then I moved to radio. Well, I was doing both television and radio. I was in a helicopter doing TV, and then I'd do my traffic reports on the radio.
How's the traffic in Australia?
Oh, look, it's busy, but it's not like Miami.
Yeah.
You know, we take the cake here, I think. Yeah.
Just look at LA. LA's garbage.
It's garbage?
Yeah.
What do you say? Garbage.
Garbage.
Garbage. That's very good. That's very Australian.
That's Australia.
Yeah, you could say it like that.
So, are you going to? Are you going to? How many traffic reports does she have left on our show, Falero?
Two more.
Will you be cursing or something? Will you do something?
You want me to do that?
I don't know. Will you end with a flourish? Will you
no.
be? I don't want to be the one that suggested it because you're not going to be here. So someone has to
get in trouble. Don't get us in trouble.
Are you going to do something?
I have something special for you. What do you want? I mean, I'm not going to go.
What do we want as cursing. Amelia's farewell traffic? What do we want her to say, Falero?
I mean, you can always think about it.
Who can it be now?
No, let's do something that would actually be creative or
rimshot.
What? You want her just to say rimshot? Like you have a rimshot sound effect?
Do I?
I don't know. Do you?
Maybe.
Hey! Makes everything.
You can put that at the end of my last
dinky
report.
Dog.
Winky Dinky Dog. There you go. If you're on your way to Winky Dinky Dog.
What on earth is Winky Dinky Dog?
From a movie, Hollywood Shuffle.
And they sell hoe cakes because hoes got to eat too.
It's true.
They say hoe what?
Hoe happened? Cakes.
Hoe cakes?
I say hoe cake.
Why did you look so happy saying that?
We have silly jokes.
That is funny. All right, can you throw in Winky Dinky Dog?
Winky Dinky Dog. Do I have to say it like you just
dog.
Did?
Dog.
Winky Dinky Dog.
Winky Dinky Dog.
Oh, yeah.
What else? We want to. How about a go U school? If you're going to the U school, because Crowder's got his high school game to coach tonight. U school and Pace, right?
Yes, the Sharks.
So can you say, hey, if you're heading out to see the U School Sharks beat up on Pace, you know, take
Winky Dinky Dog
for the Winky Dinky Dog Bowl. Do that.
So much passion.
U School takes on Pace in the Winky Dinky Dog Bowl.
I don't know if that's the name.
It's not.
Okay.
But you should bring that up with someone.
You sure you don't want to start doing traffic? Because I feel like you can really get into it, Channing.
Oh, man. How much did you get a check? For a check, I'd do whatever, man. I'm telling you.
Yes. I'll put your name forward.
Because hoes got to eat, too. Well, thank you, Amelia, for all the great traffic that you've brought everybody.
Thank you.
If you want to thank her via Twitter,
yes,
Amelia DeVita1.
Yeah, and I changed my Insta handle.
Instagram handle too.
Yeah, now it's Amelia on air.
Amelia on air.
It used to be Amelia Traffic, not any longer, people.
That's right. You might not find her doing traffic come Monday.
Leaving us in the dust.
All right. So find her on Instagram.
We'll be here.
Amelia on air.
I'll come visit.
And on Twitter, Amelia DeVita, DeVita, and the number one. Good luck, Amelia. We will miss you.
I miss you guys too.
Amelia DeVita.
Coming up.
Play a little song on the way out for her. Anything Australian. Yeah. Little Celine Dion. Here you go.
Celine Dion? She's not Australian?
Oh, you got to give me time.
Oh, is that so? I thought she was Australian.
Somebody's Australian.
Isn't she Canadian?
Oh, she's Canadian.
Yeah, we're not, yeah, not the same.
Canadian, I say.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, Queen?
Good.
Is Queen? Queen's not Australian.
It's David Bowie. Well, David Bowie Australian?
Bowie? You think it's Sam Bowie? Bowie?
David Bowie?
No.
He looks Australian, though.
David Bowie is not Australian. Neither is Queen.
You know.
All right, moving on.
Very.
Joe Zagacki is going to join us next. I say Joe Zagacki.
Well, you better, because you called me a hoe earlier. I hope you don't remember
that. You said you'd do anything for a check. Joe Zagacki is going to join us next. We're going to talk hurricanes with him. People ask me all the time. They hear me raving about BNT services on the radio every day. And they say, do you really use them for impact windows and doors for your home? The answer is yes. In fact, I was with some friends for lunch today, and they said, oh, we hear you talk about BNT on the radio. Can you give us their number? Of course I can. We're in hurricane season right now. A lot of people want to get hurricane impact windows and doors for their home. And my wife and I decided to do it last year after Hurricane Irma. That's when we really decided, let's get impact windows and doors. So we called BNT Services. Tom and Brett came out to the house. They helped us pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. So if you've been thinking about it, you've been hearing me talk about it on the radio, now is the time to do it. BNT Services specializes in impact windows and doors with over 25 years experience. Their staff will help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors for your home. So don't wait another day. Call my friends Brett and Tom right now. BNT Services. 954-233-0126. That number again, 954-233-0126, or online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.